The scripture from 1 Corinthians 2, beginning with verse 6. There is a wisdom which we express among the spiritually mature. It is not a wisdom of this age, however, nor of the rulers of this age who are men headed for destruction. No, what we utter is God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden wisdom. God planned it before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age knew the mystery. For if they had known the mystery, they never would have crucified the Lord of glory. Of this wisdom, it is written, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, nor has it as much as entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for those who love him. Yet God has revealed this wisdom to us through the Spirit. I think that last verse we keep forgetting. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man or woman what God has prepared for those who love him. But it has been revealed to us through the Spirit. This wisdom that is in Jesus crucified and raised from the dead, that eye has not seen and ear hath not heard, that it even couldn't enter into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. But this is revealed through the Spirit, which means it's for us now, which means it's available now, not when we die alone, but now. It's a wisdom that the rulers of this age didn't know, because if they knew this wisdom, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. And this is the wisdom that God wants to reveal to us. What we've never seen, heard, or can't contain. That the Holy Spirit wants to reveal the wisdom of the cross, the wisdom of the blood, the wisdom of his redemptive death and resurrection. The wisdom, that which angels have not even dared to look into. God wants to reveal to his chosen ones, so that his chosen ones would bring that wisdom, take that wisdom to the earth. And that wisdom is revealed through the Spirit. For is not Christ crucified our wisdom? Is he not our sanctification? Is he not our righteousness? Is he not our redemption? Is he not our salvation? Is he not all in all? St. Paul said, I decided to know nothing when I came to you, Corinthians, but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I'm going to tell you why. If you read the Acts of the Apostles, you see that before Paul went to Corinth, he went to Athens. And when he went to Athens, he went to that place, that pagan place called the Areopagus. And he began, even Paul made mistakes, you know. He began to teach the people there, all the Stoic philosophers, about the resurrection. He began to teach them about the resurrection. And he began to use their wisdom and said, even your poets have described that in him we live and move and have no being, or have our being. And even you know about him because you have an altar dedicated to the unknown God. We know who he is. He's the one who's been raised from the dead. Do you want to know what happened? There were only a few converts that day. There was somebody named Damaris and another couple, but not too many. You want to know why? Because Paul didn't proclaim the cross there. But then he moves on to Corinth, and he learned his mistake. And he said to the people in Corinth, before I came to you, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified, the wisdom of God. My gosh, even Paul
even Paul. But he made the mistake and learned from it. Would that we. You read that very carefully in the Acts of the Apostles. Never proclaimed the cross. These were philosophers. These were Stoics. These were intelligent men. But then in Corinth he says, you know, Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom. But we proclaim God's foolishness, God's wisdom found in the crucified Jesus, the power of God. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has revealed to those who love him. But this is revealed through the Spirit. The Spirit of God wants to reveal the greatness of the redemption in the blood of Jesus, the greatness of the wisdom of God in the cross, the greatness of Jesus crucified, buried, and raised from the dead. The Spirit of God wants us to realize and experience that it's all in the cross. That's why Paul said, far be it from me to glory in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. It is no longer I who live, but Jesus Christ who lives in me. My Lord, I want to tell you, the proclamation of the cross is a lost art. We don't want to proclaim the cross. Some people say it's kind of archaic to talk about the sacrifice. Archaic. It's our salvation. We as Catholics, especially, you know, we have the blood on the altar. We drink the precious blood of Jesus. And you know, in drinking the blood of Jesus, we must be proclaiming the power of this blood. I always kind of get tickled because we as Catholics, we drink the precious blood of Jesus. We know it's this blood. And the Pentecostals proclaim the blood. There's the whole church. We drink it, they proclaim it. There's something wrong with that picture. We who drink it should be proclaiming it. Because it's our sanctification. It's our redemption. It's our healing. It's our justification. It's everything. The wisdom of God is the cross. And yet, the cross and the proclamation of the cross is a lost art. We want something new. Let me tell you tonight, if I ever give you something new, would you just get a gun and shoot me? Because I'll tell you, new things don't change people's lives. But the wisdom of God, Christ crucified, that he would provide a lamb, that changes people's lives. That he went to the cross for you and for me. That he died for our salvation. That he died for our reconciliation. That he died so that we could get healed. Body, soul, and spirit. That's why he died. That's why he bled. It's not only the forgiveness of our sins. Yes, it is that. But I won't tell you. Jesus did not become a soul. He became a human being who had a soul and a spirit. You must know that Jesus became a person. A human person. A humanoid. That's what Jesus became. And everything he became, he redeemed in the blood. That's us. Which means in the blood, there's not only forgiveness. Of course there is. But there's healing, redemption, forgiveness, deliverance, everything. It's in the blood. Power of God. Do you remember when Jesus shed his blood? What the scripture says, it's a beautiful scripture because when Jesus shed his blood, there was an earthquake.
You might say, what does that earthquake mean? It's like the birth pangs of the new creation. You see, Abel's blood cried out for vengeance, but the blood of Jesus goes into the ground at Calvary. And it tells us this is the beginning of the birth pangs of the new creation, even that the earth will become new. Even the scripture says that all creation waits for the redemption and glorification of the sons of man. Us. My friends, it's all about the wisdom of God. And the Holy Spirit wants to reveal the power in the cross, the power in the blood, the power in God's weakness and God's foolishness. Because the foolishness of God is far superior than the wisdom of all the institutions in Boston. Believe me. The foolishness of God is greater than every institution of higher learning. Every institution of higher learning is just practicing. God has it right in the cross. There is no practicing. It was once and for all. It was eternal from the foundation of the world. God wants to reveal this through the Spirit, that everything is available through the blood, through the cross. I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for those who love him. But this has been revealed to us through the Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that reveals all the magnificence of the fruit of the cross. In our little church at Holy Rosary, we have a stained glass window of the cross, the crucified Jesus. And underneath the cross is a vine, and the vine is filled with fruit. And you see, there is no fruit apart from the cross. There is no fruit apart from the wisdom of God. There is no fruit. You know, I want to tell you that things come and go. You know, people's theologies come and go. People say, you know, I believe in this theology and I believe in that theology. And I say, you know what? When the Spirit of Jesus teaches you your theology, you got it right. Because he'll always lead you to the cross. The Holy Spirit always will lead you to God's wisdom. And you know, the depth of the cross is infinite. You're talking about the infinity of the wisdom of God found in Jesus crucified. Paul never proclaimed it at the Areopagus. I think he was a little intimidated. These were the great philosophers of the day. So he wanted to proclaim the resurrection without the cross. As the old song used to sing, you can't have one, you can't have one, you can't have one without the other. You can't have the resurrection without the cross. The cross is eternal. Our risen Savior still bears the marks of the crucifixion. He is glorified, but he still bears the crucified marks. You know what? What we would want to do? We'd want to color them in. We'd want to make them without marks. But I'm going to tell you, those marks are trophies. The scripture says that he ever lives to make intercession for us, even now at the Father's right hand. You know who's at the Father's right hand? A human being, the new Adam. He's at the Father's right hand. And he ever lives to make intercession for us. But do you know how I think he makes intercession for us? I don't think it's with words. The Father beholds the glorified wounds of his Son, and our names are written on his hands and on his feet and in his side. The Father beholds the crucified Savior. the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, glorified at the throne of God. And you see, whenever the Father looks at Jesus, he can only see us as well as his Son, because it was for us that he died. For you. For me. That's why he died. So he ever lives to make intercession for us as the Father beholds the wounded arms of the Son. For you and for me. The wisdom of God. And you know, it does sound crazy, apart from faith. It does sound crazy, apart from faith. Because Jews demand signs, and Greeks want wisdom. And the New Age wants power. But Jesus became obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. This is a different wisdom. This is God's wisdom. It's a hidden wisdom. And it's been revealed to us, been kept from the world. And the rulers of this age, because if they knew this wisdom, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. We can never out-preach the cross. We can never out-sing the cross. We can never out-preach the blood. We can never out-sing about the blood. We can never, 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 never go beyond, because there is no beyond. And yet it must be proclaimed to every generation and to every person that Jesus Christ, God's Son, died in our place, shed his blood for you and for me, for sinners, so that we might be justified, put right with God. That's why he died. And you know, as I stand at the altar and celebrate the Eucharist, for St. Paul says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim. And in the Bible, the word proclaim means to make present. It doesn't mean to speak like I speak. When God proclaimed, "Let there be light," there was light. That's proclamation. When Jesus said, "Be healed," the man was healed. Proclamation in the Bible is Isaiah 55:9-11. That God's word doesn't return void, but it does exactly what he calls it to do. Proclamation does what it says. That as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim, make present the death of the Lord until he comes. And I say to Jesus, "You know, Lord, I have no idea what I'm doing here." The infinity of your love on this altar, I have absolutely no idea. Unless you reveal it to me. If you reveal it to me, then I'll have a better idea. Because this is what eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, or neither has it entered into the heart of men, what God has prepared for those who love him. And that this is revealed to us through the Holy Spirit. And my prayer is that he would reveal that to us as we celebrate the Eucharist, as we proclaim the cross in word, in sacrament, and in the power of God, as I spoke about last night. In word, for the word of God is necessary. In sacrament, because he gave it to us. But in also the power of God. I don't want one. I don't want to be a one-legged table, a word table. I don't want two. I don't want to be a word and a sacrament table. I want a three-legged table. A word, the sacrament, and the power of God. I want it all. Because that's why he died, to give it to the church, so that the church might go out to the world and bring it to the world. Take it to the world one at a time. I want it all. And I want it revealed. I want to know more than I know. Even as it tells in Corinthians, to know I'm going to know one day, even as I am fully known. Last night I spoke about we see in a mirror dimly, but then we shall see face to face, and we shall know even as we are known. We shall know even as we are known. Listen, you are fully known by Him. And you know what? He doesn't turn His back on you. He embraces you. You are fully known by Him. He knows you. And He doesn't turn His back on you either. You are embraced by Him. God turns no one away. God turns no one away. He knows you. And He'd never turn His back on you. Because He died for you. Shed His blood for you. Wants to reveal this hidden wisdom, the power that's in this redemption that we've not even begun to tap. You know, they're saying there's so much oil underneath here and there, and I'm going to tell you, there's so much oil of the Holy Spirit in the proclamation of the cross. More oil than you could ever imagine. That oil that will flow to light a trillion lamps. More. There's so much oil, the oil of gladness, in the power of the blood, in the power of the redemption. So much oil. But we must believe and step out. Step out and believe and declare what God has done. Declare it through the power of the blood. Declare it through the power of the cross. Healed through the blood. Healed through the cross. Healed through the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Healed because of the blood. It's in the declaration of the blood and accepting what He's done for us. They say that we use about 1/10 of the potential of our brain. I wonder if we even use 1/1,000 of the potential of our faith. You know, when we started a long time ago in the 90s, we used to have these signs up. Tonight, Ron took them out again. Last night I spoke about when we worship God, especially praying in the Spirit, that God touches people all around the world. We used to have the globe out, and he took it out again tonight. It's time for it to come out again tonight. And before it all started, Father Raymond said, you know, I think there's people here from all around the world. He said, except Australia. So let's see who how many people from Europe. So we know there's some people from Europe. So we've got the Europeans. How many people from Asia? Let's see who's from Asia. So we've got people from Asia. Okay. How many people from North America? Okay, we're from North America. How many people from South America? What? What's next? Africa. How many people from Africa? How many people from Australia? Father was right. He said they're here from every place but Australia tonight. And Antarctica. Well, they can't dig there because we don't want to bother the polar bears. You got to be kidding. Like, you got to be kidding. Those polar bears, they've been there before us, and you know what? They're going to be there after us. People are really soft. We've come a long way, baby. The wrong way. When people become secondary to animals, I think there's something wrong with that picture. I want to tell you, there's something wrong with that picture. I love it when I drive by these cars that say, save the whales, and I'm pro-choice. And I say, my Lord, the whole world's gone soft. And you know how crazy it is? They don't even realize it. save the whales, but kill the human race. Now that's nuts. Now even I know that's nuts. But it's not nuts to a lot of people. Save the polar bears. But you know what? Let's spend $10 for gasoline. Fine. Because the polar bears are more important than we are. You know, it gets my goat. I'm going to tell you what gets my goat. When I leave a place like this, we did this 3 nights ago. I left this place. And we're driving home, and I see this young man and young woman, and they've got this big dog. And I'm saying, oh my Jesus, I love you. Dogs have replaced children now. And I have nothing against dogs, okay? Dogs are fine. But I just want to tell you, there's no comparison between a dog and a child. There is no comparison. Maybe a dog will lick you. And maybe your child won't take care of you. But I'm telling you, there's no comparison. We've put people second to animals and to the land. You see, the word says that God so loved people that he gave Jesus, my Lord. You see, when the cross isn't preached, the whole world goes out of whack. When the cross isn't proclaimed and lived, everything goes out of balance, because the cross brings us into balance. Sin has to do with imbalance. Justice has to do with balance. And we're only justified and balanced because of the cross. Sin puts us this way. So we preach about everything but the cross. So we're out of balance. And when we get out of balance, the world gets out of balance. And dogs take the place of babies. When we get out of balance, polar bears take the place of more important than people. And don't forget about those, what do they call those plover birds?
Plovers.
What are they? Piping plovers. No fireworks, because the piping plovers live here. You cannot celebrate the 4th of July because you will disturb the piping plovers. That's true. That's true. That was last week. They couldn't celebrate. They couldn't have fireworks in different places. In Wells. In Maine, because of the piping plovers. Oh, it's all about them. But you see, total out of balance. And it's all because the cross brings us in balance. And who's preaching it? Word, sacrament, and power of God. So we're all messed up. Piping plovers, polar bears, and dogs. That's nuts. What God wants to reveal, what eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, and neither has it entered into the heart of men and women, what God has revealed to those who love him. But this is revealed through the Spirit of God. God doesn't reveal piping plovers, doesn't reveal polar bears or puppies. No, those are all good in their place. But I want to tell you, the center of the universe is God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And he has given dominion to people to go out. The first command of God, I want to tell you the first command of God. Be fruitful
and multiply. That's his first commandment. Be fruitful and multiply. That's his first commandment. Be fruitful and multiply. Cover the earth.
Cover the earth. Be fruitful. Now, I'll tell you, the Muslims might not believe in the scriptures, but they will conquer us because of their fruitfulness. They will conquer us because of their fruitfulness. Do you know what they say? We don't have to raise armies. I'll tell you where our armies are. They're in our wives' wombs. Yeah. In Italy, they stopped having children. The United States, maybe one, maybe two. That's enough. You see, I really don't understand it. I know I don't have children, physical children. They say, you know, they're expensive. I know, expensive, yeah. But you know what? There's nothing like those eyes looking at you. There's nothing like those eyes looking at you, I'm going to tell you. When those eyes look back at you and they're looking at you and say, my God, especially a baby looking at his mother while the baby is nursing. There's no more beautiful picture until you get to heaven. There's no more beautiful picture until you get to heaven. That baby looking up at his mother, her mother, my Lord. But you see, we've been converted by the culture and not by the gospel. Because the gospel says that your children would be like olive branches around the table. You know what the olive branches do? Olive shoots, they pop up every place. But you see, we don't say those things. That's part of the Word of God. You know why? Because God wants a lot of kids in the glory. And we've given our kids to the world. God wants a lot of children in the glory, in heaven, and we've given our children to the world. That's why the cross must be proclaimed. The blood, the wisdom of God Almighty to everyone until he comes in glory. And we must never tire of the cross and of his powerful resurrection. Never. Because that's all we have. That's all we have. And you know what? It's enough. It's enough. It's enough. Tonight we're going to take a collection. We ask you to be as generous as you can be. I want to say that last night's talk we have out there, it's, what's it called, Ron?
You'll never know what happens when you pray.
You never know what happens when you praise God. You never know. And last night the Lord gave us that word, especially when we're praying in tongues, you'll never know what's happening until you get to heaven when you praise me in the Spirit. And Father Raymond opened the Bible to say that said Jesus said, right now you do not understand, but in time you will. From St. John's Gospel. When I was preaching that, he opened it. We have a whole thing on rebuilding the tabernacle of David out there. Which that's what we really want to do. The tabernacle of David is the tabernacle of praise 24/7. It's out there. We did a whole retreat on it. And also something else I did on a WOW retreat. And they're 4 CDs. They're $15. If you can't afford them, do the best you can. And that's all the business we want to take care of. And we're going to ask you to be as generous as you can. So I ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you bless those who give. And I pray, God, that you would multiply. Because you know what? If you can't give hilariously, just put it back in your pocket. Yeah, put it back. Just want to just give you one example about giving. Just look at me right now. I have in my hand two big red beef steak tomatoes. Can you see them?
Oh, yes.
Can you see them?
Oh, yes.
All right. What do you see? Not keep quiet. What do you see in my hand? Two big beefsteak tomatoes? No, I see fields of tomatoes. Because in those tomatoes, there are seeds. And if I took those tomatoes and dried those seeds, I can plant fields of tomatoes. That's what your money is all about. It's seed for the kingdom of God. Again, if you can't give hilariously tonight, just keep it.